ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden traveling to Florida today for a look at the destruction from Hurricane Idalia. Before departing Joint Base Andrews, the president asked about the state's Governor Ron DeSantis.
I don't think he's going to be there. We're going to take care of Florida.
DeSantis, of course, seeking the Republican presidential nomination and a suggested meeting with President Biden could hinder disaster response efforts. The TSA reporting a number of flyers at airports across the country this Labor Day weekend, capping up the busiest travel summer on record. The agency telling us an estimated 2.7 million travelers were screened Friday. Another 2.5 million will be flying today. And former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson died in his sleep last night at a summer home in Chatham, Massachusetts. His nonprofit foundation worked to free people who were held hostage or wrongfully detained abroad. Governor Richardson was 75 years old. This is ABC News. The beginning of September marks a major change for more than 43 million federal student loan holders. A three-year pandemic-related pause on repayments now coming to an end. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
For 33-year-old Ashley Robinson, that pause in payments has been a lifeline. She struggled for years to pay off her student debt, her loan ballooning to $50,000 because of interest. That balance now about to get bigger.
I'm alarmed and I'm nervous. I don't really know where to go from here, to be honest.
The restart of student loan payments next month is a crucial test for Americans' monthly budgets, already strapped by higher borrowing costs for mortgages, credit cards, or car loans after a string of interest rate hikes by the Fed.
Former President Trump's one-time lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, entering his not guilty plea in the Georgia election interference case. And like the former president, waiving his right to appear in person at a hearing next week. The prosecutor wants the trial to begin in October. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The governor of Utah wants people to learn how to disagree. Republican Spencer Cox is leading a campaign called Disagree Better. It encourages more positive approaches to politics and social discourse. Here's Alex Gonzalez.
The day after the first Republican presidential debate, Cox took to X and shared a video where he said he has found listening to understand as opposed to listening to debate is a powerful tool.
Healthy disagreement is about staying true to who we are, to the principles that we believe in, but also not attacking the person who disagrees with us.
Cox acknowledges that the United States is deeply divided and a majority of Americans are tired of the division and hyperpartisanship. According to the Pew Research Center, partisanship continues to be the dividing line in the American public's political attitudes, far surpassing other markers such as age, race, and ethnicity. Cox says the nation was created with 50 states, of which he calls laboratories of democracy. He says each state is uniquely positioned to work together and learn from one another. The Disagree Better initiative has a list of recommended strategies and tools for state and local leaders to implement in an effort to ease tensions.
Because what happens is when we're curious, when we're really trying to understand where the other person is coming from, they're much more likely to give us that same opportunity and to listen to us.
Cox says it's an important message with the 2024 presidential primaries in full effect. A recent poll found that more Americans viewed neither President Joe Biden, the likely Democratic nomination, nor former President Donald Trump, the clear frontrunner for the Republican Party, in a favorable light than those who saw either of them favorably. And I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our HRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Powell.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I'm trying to see Earl, but he looked like a picnic table. What's up, Earl?
Hey, man. Look like a picnic table. You must have had a long weekend, man.
Huh? Look at your shirt. I need a plate.
Oh, man. Hey, you don't know style, man.
Okay, that's hey. That's that old school swag.
Hey, man, that's a bad shirt, man.
Or a good picnic day. Yeah. We just messed up.
All right. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, man, I just wanted to begin by saying, man, it's tomorrow is Grim Reaper Day, man.
Ooh.
For 42 players for the Green Bay Packers. But every team is going to be cutting, you know, 40 players or more. And, man, I just, after watching these preseason games, Gilbert, it really, is it that big a difference between the guys who make it and the guys who don't?
Yes. Yes. And you have to understand something, Earl. From the beginning of training camp until whatever happens, that's in the back of your mind. You see what I'm saying? You can you do not have a relaxing day. Even on the, if they give you a day off or half a day, that's on your mind, man. You know? And for 42 other guys, it's you know. And some of them play so good you don't even know why.
Right. This is what I'm saying. I watch, but you always say, man, when it's for real, it's a lot faster.
Yeah, man.
But I watched these guys, and I told you the first preseason game I saw, Packers had all this great talent, man. They got all these cats with speed, athletic ability, and man,
let me put this in perspective for you, okay? If you got Brett Favre at quarterback, do you know how many great quarterbacks we had to let go? Kurt Warner, Ty Detmer.
Well, come on. When you talk about great quarterbacks, don't include Ty Detmer.
Hey, Dave, yeah, man, come on. He was a starter, wasn't he?
Well, that didn't, yeah, but
go back and look at all these quarterbacks, okay, Kurt Warner.
Well, yeah, but Kurt
you
Warner.
You trying to say he wasn't great?
No, he was. Okay, he was, but don't include Ty Detmer, man. I'm old enough to remember
Mark Brunell.
Well, Mark Brunell was a decent quarterback. He wasn't great.
Look here, man. Gilbert, stop shooting everybody down, man. I'm trying to make a point. Here you go shooting everybody down.
I gotta
down.
Shoot cats we down that you're considering great.
Okay,
good.
I'm sorry. Okay. In your class, they're probably both. But in my class, they're pretty good.
Okay.
And all these pretty good guys, Aaron Brooks, you see what I'm saying? All these good guys had to go because Brett Favre was there. They was not going to knock him off his mount. So that's why when the Grim Reaper come knocking on your door, let's put it this way also, and I was telling you when we was talking off air, in the locker room, they had an area in the back we call Tent City. You don't want to walk through Tent City, man, because they're going to take your tent down when the Grim Reaper comes.
So let the people know what you mean by Tent City, man.
Tent City is like, you know, all the lockers. You got to earn to get in the locker room.
Okay? In the real locker room.
In the real locker room. The real locker room where all the G's at, okay?
The OGs.
They had to put an area because there's so many guys
right.
Put lockers up, them stationary lockers. You know, because during regular season, that whole area is cleared out. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to walk through that area to go outside, you know?
Right.
So they put up all these make-believe tents or whatever. We call them tents, but they was really lockers. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But, you know, just like in a tent city, you know, if the people come, they're going to knock them tents down and tell you, you got to go. This is not an area for that. You know what I'm saying? So it's an area that says not for long.
You know, man, that's a great analogy, man. You're pretty good at analogies, man.
I'm pretty good. I know I am because I love talking about your shirt.
Hey, let me ask you, man. When the Grim Reaper comes, as is going to happen tomorrow, and all of these guys who've dedicated their lives to getting ready to play pro football. And they've been the best wherever they went. They're the best college players in their divisions and all of that. And, man, and you start seeing probably in year two as a college player that you got a chance and people talking about you. And then, you know, you're all division, you're all this, you're all that. Mm. You're the best at your position in, you know, probably the college division that you're in, you're the best. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the pros. Mm-hmm. You've been the best and now you're standing on the sideline and
It's like this, Earl. It's like this, man. Like I always try to tell you. When you get to the pros, you know, you might have got through in college playing against some bums or some drunks off the street, you know, or whatever, man. I mean, some of them are, man. They got lucky and got a scholarship. But when you get to the pros, you playing against everybody's All-American. Now you got to stand up and see what you really made of. And some guys, it's kind of like if we sitting in our locker, we going to say, you ever seen that movie Friday? Man, he gonna cry when he gets in the car. You're going to cry with it. You know what? All joking aside, man, grown men are crying as they're walking out.
I'm sure they are.
Because this was something that they fought for so many years.
Right.
And for some reason, either the Green Bay Packers made a mistake, because they do make mistakes. Minnesota made a mistake with me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
When they make mistakes, man, or some kind of element happens and they got to let you go, it's going to hurt. It's going to sting.
Yeah, see, but that's the point that I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about, man, because, you know, it ends so abruptly.
Yeah.
You know, we just had all them cats, man, and all of that camaraderie that they get during the preseason, and that high that they get from putting on that helmet that you talk about, and then on Tuesday they got to get a helmet back.
Yeah,
and that time in Lambeau Field ends.
Your helmet, your book, those free drawers and socks they gave you, they going to get all that back.
Come on, man.
So they you can't have nothing. Give it back.
They take it all back.
Mm-hmm. All that you ain't gonna try to sneak in your bag.
but man, you know, we're laughing, but it's not funny because
it's got to
be guys again whose dream ends.
You know, it's like this, Earl. If you're good enough, you're going to get a second chance. A lot of guys do not squander that second chance. There's some guys that sitting there, oh, I'm good, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. You know, the new athlete of the day.
Right.
You know, I deserve to be there.
I've been telling you about Emmanuel Wilson, this little running back, number 31, that's been tearing up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw any film.
He gets it. He gets it, Earl. He gets it. Because he knows if the Green Bay Packers let me go, I'm going to be a featured back somewhere else. So don't y'all make that mistake. Don't y'all make that mistake and cut me. Because if you do, I'm going to really put it on you.
You know, Gilbert, he is, he's going to wind up on the, what kind of team? Yeah. What's the team on the side?
You talking about a practice squad?
Yeah.
No, he ain't going to. If he get cut by the Green Bay Packers, he will be on somebody's roster.
So you're telling me if they put him on the practice squad?
If the Green Bay Packers say, we're going to keep you, but we're going to put you on the practice squad, he gone.
Okay, so right now. They can't hold him.
So they can't hold him.
In all the things that I saw and projections of what the 53-man roster is going to be,
mm-hmm.
He ain't there because they said they're either going to go with two running backs or three. And what I read about him over the weekend was that they said that they want to put him where he can at least learn to either be on the special teams or learn more about blocking.
Yeah.
See, so they're concerned about him not being able to block.
They better quit messing with that boy and give him a position somewhere.
Well, they not if they're only going with two running backs.
There's somewhere on special teams they can use that boy. He can be a blocker or something, or even a backup punt returner or kicker, the way that boy runs.
Yeah, he runs
hard. Do not let him get away. If you put him on practice squad, he gone. Because he's making too much noise out here right now not to be seen.
Yeah, you're right about that, you know. But everything
that's the key. You got to make a lot of noise, Earl.
They've already got backup receivers, backup defensive backs and safeties, and linebackers. Mm-hmm. Just what you said, that they're putting on the special teams because they want to
keep. Who makes the most impact, though, Earl, out of all of them? Him. He the impact man.
Yeah, but Gil.
All them other boys are okay, but he's the impact man. Who we talking about? We talking about any other them other clowns? No.
Listen, man, we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's Monday. That means Under the Helmets with the Grave Digger, and we are a little bit closer to Let's Get Ready to Rumble. we'll be right back.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make the little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love putting smile on kids' faces.
thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with a high of 79. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows around 58. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77, a mix of clouds and sun. Upper 60s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Everything around me, cream is the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Come on. Wait, Larry, let it breathe, girl. Let it breathe. Come on. You're rocking the go-to low boost. Only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this. Come on.
You know, it started kind of slow, Gilbert. You know, I thought somebody was in pain when it began. But it turned out to be pretty good. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. On the Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And in 2 weeks, it starts for real. Gilbert, I got a quick guest who wants to make an announcement. Our own Don Brown here from WAUK. Don, go ahead.
Thanks, Earl, and good morning, Gilbert. Just a quick message to all you football fans listening that in addition to broadcasting Waukesha South football for the second year in a row, our station here, WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, is proud to be the new radio voice, the radio broadcast for Carroll University football. There's a great story going on there after several losing seasons and the new coach Mike Budashevsky era. They've had back-to-back winning seasons, and in what is arguably the toughest conference in Division III football, Coach Buda and his Pioneers open up Saturday, September 9th, 6 p.m. It's a night game against non-conference local rivals Wisconsin Lutheran, and it's a new tradition known as the Quick Trip Glazer Bowl. And the winning team gets 100 Glazer donuts from Quick Trip, sitting and a really cool really cool trophy. Looks like one of those trophies from The Simpsons, a big glazed donut mounted there in all its glory. So, yeah, normally the games are at 1 p.m., but this one, the home opener, it's under the lights. So if you can make it, great. If not, you can catch it here on the radio or the Civic Media app and or walkradio.com. And it's a really exciting story going on. If you love football, it's worth your while to catch the action.
Don and Gilbert, the thing about football, Gilbert, all those different levels and cats who are out there at what's the name of the college?
Carroll University. Wisconsin's Pioneer University.
And Gilbert, those cats, to them, it's football, man. Football is football, right?
Sure.
I've done different levels of it. But they get the same energy and excitement on those levels, even the high school cats, about that game, man. That game, man, is just something about it, man. You cats who played it on the highest level, special. But, man, it's special for them cats as well.
First of all, my man sounded like a game show, talk show.
I love it. Thank you, Gilbert.
He's a Michigan State. He's a Michigan State alum.
We talked a few months ago. I wanted to know why a Detroit guy like yourself didn't become a Spartan, but you gave a great response. You got to play right away for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, see, I knew I liked him. He hung around. But let me tell you this, man. For those kids, man, any kind of exposure is great. Because now their mama, if they can't make the game, she can listen.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's the beautiful part about it, man, is that now if somebody's so far away, they can get on the airwaves now and listen to their baby play some football.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
That's awesome what y'all are doing. So keep up the good work, brother.
Yeah. There's a long, Carroll has its roots in college football. They're one of the oldest teams. And the first forward pass was thrown at a Carroll University game. It was by its opponent, Washington University, but it was here in Waukesha, Carroll.
I bet you Earl was in the stands, too.
Well, I didn't want to say that, man. But
yeah. Come on.
With that pink shirt on.
Hey, so listen, Gilbert. So for people who didn't know, who didn't see it, there's a guy who is wearing the Gilbert Brown jersey. And I asked you about him 2 weeks
ago. I said, hey, man,
who is that cat? I thought they had retired your jersey.
Man, I wish. But if they retired my jersey, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you, Earl.
Leroy Butler is a Hall of Famer, and I saw somebody wearing his jersey.
Yeah, that's something that's very prestigious to them. They do not just retire anybody's jersey. But as you see, ain't nobody walking around wearing number 4. Ain't nobody walking around wearing number 92.
Yeah, number 15.
You got to be a notorious bad man for them to just take your jersey.
Paul Horney.
And eventually, I think they're going to do Leroy like that because Leroy deserved it.
Yeah. Anyway, man, T.J. Slayton is a guy who they're going to be talking about. They're already talking about him.
Grave Digger 2.0, baby.
Wait a minute, man. You don't want
to. He brought out the shovel.
You don't want to go too far with that, do you?
Hey, you project him to be. It's been a lot of guys. It was a guy before him, maybe a couple years back. His last name was Gilbert, and he wore 93.
You projecting this cat to be Gilbert Brown Jr.? Because he did the Gravedigger move.
Yet.
Is that
not
what
yet.
It is?
Not yet, but he a bad man, though.
Yeah, because he did the Gravedigger
move. Ain't nobody better than Kenny Clark, though.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden traveling to Florida today for a look at the destruction from Hurricane Idalia. Before departing Joint Base Andrews, the president asked about the state's Governor Ron DeSantis.
I don't think he's going to be there. We're going to take care of Florida.
DeSantis, of course, seeking the Republican presidential nomination and has suggested meeting with President Biden could hinder disaster response efforts. The TSA reporting a number of flyers at airports across the country this Labor Day weekend, capping off the busiest travel summer on record. The agency telling us an estimated 2.7 million travelers were screened Friday. Another 2.5 million will be flying today. And former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson died in his sleep last night at a summer home in Chatham, Massachusetts. His nonprofit foundation worked to free people who were held hostage or wrongfully detained abroad. Governor Richardson was 75 years old. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show, live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love putting a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You remember this song, girl? You remember this? Come on. Stop. Shut them down. Shut them down. Open up shop. Come on. Stop. Drop.
I'm trying to remember his name.
DMX? Who you talking about?
DMX, yeah. Yeah, I was gonna remember it probably by Friday. I would have remembered it. But thanks for bring it to my attention. Welcome back. Time to help me with the grave digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Gilbert, we talk a lot about football, and that's really, you know, the meat and potatoes of our conversation. But there's a reason that we call it Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, because we can talk about many other issues and many other things, and we both agree that we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the horrible incident that occurred in Leroy Butler's hometown, Jacksonville, Florida, over the weekend where a wayward young man walked into a Dollar Tree store in with an AR-15 and intentionally killed three black patrons. Your thoughts, man?
Yeah, I was looking at it, man, and they said that he was really targeting HBCU college,
right,
but couldn't get in.
Right.
So he went to the next place, which probably had more folks over there at the time. So I don't know if school's in session or not, but it hits home to me because my son goes to an HBCU. And I you can't wrap your head around this, man. I mean, this world we live in, it makes you just China, I mean, you just can't understand people these days.
Right.
I don't know why they got so much hatred in their heart to go take somebody's life. Politics ain't worth taking somebody's life, man. Just being hateful and all that other stuff is not worth taking somebody's life, man. I don't know.
You know, Gilbert, today, for people who may not know it, it's 60 years after the March on Washington, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and all of those people who marched on the Capitol in some of the greatest words ever spoken in this nation by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King were spoken. Mm-hmm. And here 60 years later, there's still people who unfortunately are wayward and misled. And you know, Gilbert, you can be wayward and misled, and that's all right. But when you're wayward and misled and you have your hands on the killing stick, that's a whole different story, right?
It is, man. I mean, God, dog. I mean, who wakes up this morning and say, I'm going to go kill black folks? I mean, come on, man. Come on. You know, why? Why? What did this beautiful human being do to you to make you want to hate them?
Well, it's not the individual. The individual just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. This guy had decided ahead of time. You know, we live in a time, Gilbert, where unfortunately that hatred is manifesting itself more. And it's outward now. It used to be a time when that was done in the dark, but now people do it in the light. And, you know, only through the grace of God was it only three. He certainly, with the kind of weapon that he had, he could have killed a lot more. But again, the police arrived at the right time as he was trying to leave. And, And forced him to barricade himself in the store where he couldn't get out. Mm-hmm. And so I guess once he, because initially his plan was to leave the store, and I'm sure once he had killed three, he would have killed even more. But the police were there, and they made the difference, all the difference in the world, and forced him to barricade himself inside of that store. And he eventually took his own life. But, you know, Gilbert, you know, you and I talk a lot. I know the size of your heart and how much you love people and are connected to people, and you and I have that in common. And you just can't comprehend, you know, why people can be so hateful, but they do exist. And you know, we've got to figure out a way in this country to get beyond all of the differences that we have. A human being is a human being, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Earl. Absolutely. I think, and you got to commend those police officers too, man, because they can lose their life coming to save somebody they don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about, you know, that all this kind of bad rap and everybody pointing fingers at this, that, and the other. But those people, the ambulance people, the police people, whoever, run to save your life. That's what you got to commend.
You know, Gilbert, and I take my hat off to you. You travel this state, all over the state, in places where sometimes people don't even see a person of color. But you travel all over the state, man. And so what do you see? What do you find?
I find different people, man. I found different walks of life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, sometimes it's political people in the crowd, you know. But that's the beautiful thing about football. They're getting along. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't realize that. You know what I'm saying? You can have a Democrat and a Republican sitting right next to each other cheering their favorite team on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, man. See, they, you know, sports and football and baseball, basketball, for 3 hours or however hours that is that they watching it, they getting along. Ain't that crazy?
You know, man, that's, and really, Gilbert, that's the beauty of sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because for that period of time, everybody is on one accord because mm-hmm. they're supporting their team, right?
Yeah,
nobody's absolutely. Thinking anything else other than their team. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always say sports does play a major role in the society. And there are people who want to minimize it. But, but you know, those are people who don't understand, right?
No. They don't get that fever. They don't get that
You hear people say, well, it's only a game. But they don't. They really don't not. Understand.
It's a way. It's a way of life, Earl. I mean, the tragic things that happen in this world, you know, sometimes sports bring everybody back to the normal place, and through all the rough times, you know, makes somebody smile.
Well, see, there's no question that in Jacksonville, Florida, it's going to be a tough road back.
Yes.
After the situation.
Yes.
But I guarantee you, when the football season start, during the football games in those times, nobody's going to be thinking about any of that. Right?
Of course you're going to have a heavy heart, but you need something to keep your mind off of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Something to take you away for a couple of hours. Of course, when them couple of hours are over, it's going to come back.
Right.
Especially if that's a loved one. You know what I'm saying? So it never goes away, but it gives you a break from the real life stuff. And like I say, man, I just want people to love each other and not do that crazy stuff, because I just can't imagine these young folks taking young folks' lives.
Well, see, Gilbert, all it takes is one person with a killing stick. And that's why you got to make sure everybody don't have access to a killing stick, right? You can feel whatever way you want to feel about people and about things. But when you have access to a killing stick, you can act on it, right? If you don't have access to that killing stick, man, you can feel whichever way you want to feel. But when you act upon it, and you can get easy access to, again, that automatic weapon, that's what the debate and arguments have been about all the time.
Yeah. I mean, hey, man, I've not been with a family that goes out hunting, and I live in Detroit, man. You know, we don't go out and hunt.
Right, same
and do
thing
all
with
that
me.
Crazy stuff,
right.
Man. You know, so I know is that you have to be responsible with your weapons, and for the most part, people are. You know, but you got some people that are not. You know, and that's the people we got to find.
Yeah, it's no question, man. And so I thought some prayers go out to the people of Jacksonville, Florida, as well.
Old city.
As my thoughts and prayers go out to people in Detroit and Milwaukee who suffer that same kind of thing every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just have to get beyond hatred. And
absolutely, Earl.
And
absolutely.
You know, it's not an easy thing to do, but we must get beyond that. You know, give us. I want to talk, man, because we haven't done this. about your time when you were with the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hey, man. Oh. Listen, man. You know, the Vikings, they've always been one of my favorite teams.
Have they?
Yeah, man. You didn't know that?
First you said it was Detroit. Now you're saying Detroit, these bums the up in Minnesota.
The Vikings. Ever since the Purple People Eaters. You don't remember them, right?
Yeah. No, I'm trying not to. Or the friend to talk whatever his name
Tarkington,
was.
Man. Tarkington,
yeah, man. Yeah,
but Carl Eller, Alan Page. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and those
great
guys.
Great human beings, though. They are great human beings.
You got to meet those guys.
Yes, they're good guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Alan Page became a judge.
Wow.
Yeah. He's been a judge for all those years. But man, as a young boy, watching the Purple People Eaters, man, it was just amazing. So when you wound up being drafted by Minnesota, what round?
Third round, 79th pick.
Hey man, that's pretty good. 79th pick.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got drafted at the time. How long did you stay?
I stayed all the way up to the first week of the first game. First game. What happened was running back got hurt, and they wanted to keep him on the 58-man roster. So they had to make room for another running back until the other guy got healthy because they didn't want to put him on IR. So they chose me to go back to the room and be on the practice squad for a week or two. And 10 minutes into my drive, I was a Green Bay Packer going home.
So listen to this, man. They had a 58-man roster back then.
Yes.
They're so cheap and so in love with money that they cut the roster down to 53 today. Mm-hmm. If ever they needed a 58-man roster, it's now, right?
Yeah. That's them owners, man. They rule the world. they rule the world. I keep telling you.
Yeah.
One day you're going to figure it out.
They rule the football world.
They rule the football world.
Yeah.
Not the dude that's, what's the dude, what's the commissioner name?
Goodell.
Goodell. He don't.
So what it says to me, Gilbert, is those five extra players are going to be towards the end. They're not going to be making a whole lot of money anyway, so they're not exactly saving a whole lot of money.
Making practice squad money.
Yeah, on the roster, right?
But they are available to all 32 teams. Just as soon as you put them on the practice squad, they're available to all 32 teams.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. What's your thoughts? We'll be right back.
So to the next time you hear this dog rhyme, try to keep your mind on getting in prime. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
I know you need your morning coffee because I need mine too, but coffee and some of your favorite foods can cause heartburn, so you end up avoiding what you love to eat. Luckily, Prilosec OTC keeps frequent heartburn in check. With just one pill each morning, experience a full 24 hours of zero heartburn so you can get back to living your life uninterrupted. Prilosec OTC, one pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor relations related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Laborfest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Laborfest in Milwaukee. Only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. They're about to put the live ammunition in the barrels. And I'll tell you something. I watched Aaron Rodgers on Saturday.
You did?
Yeah. And what I noticed was if you put some real pressure on him, one of the attributes that made Aaron Rodgers so great was his ability to run, Gilbert. You know, as a young guy, he could get out of the way. He could get around in. He could cause havoc because of his legs. But I saw signs of Aaron Rodgers in his last year with the Packers last year when he just couldn't get away. And cats would put some pressure on him, and they'd make him, you know, throw the ball any kind of way he could to just, cause y'all will leave a quarterback alone if he just get rid of that ball, right?
Not necessarily.
But they got laws.
They got new rules now that we're supposed to leave him alone.
So that's why you see him sometimes just throw it out of bounds, underhanded, anything. Mm-hmm. To make sure.
Sometimes it become a hot potato. Yep. Get it out your hands, man.
And I saw him, you know, they got after him. And he couldn't get away. Mm-hmm. And he underhanded it out of bounds, you know. He did that a couple times. And all I could think about was, hey, man, he is 39. Mm-hmm. And then you see Love. Because I watched that game, and he's that youth, man. Those young legs do make a difference, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Father Time is undefeated, as they say. You know what I'm saying? So, and there's another saying where they say, fatigue make cowards of us all. You know what I mean? There's also a say, if you still got that ball, get rid of it, fool, before we hit you with it.
Hey, so one time Rodgers couldn't quite get rid of it fast enough, and they treated him like a Raggedy Ann doll.
Oh, yeah. And,
And all I could think about was that was his first preseason game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he hadn't been really hit because they've been protecting him.
Yeah.
And they put one of those, they put something on him, right?
Yeah. You can't protect him in the games now. You're going to get hit regardless. You know, you're going to get hit.
Yeah. And all I thought, man, was okay. So here we are, all the talk about Love and Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Hey, there's no point in talking about Rodgers anymore in Green Bay, is it?
No. Well, he's gone. He's the next. We done flipped the page to the next chapter, man. And now, game one, when it's really live, that boy gonna get some respect. Number 10 is gonna get some respect. I'm telling you. I've been hyping on this boy and hype. He gonna make mistakes, but he gonna get his respect first game. Mark my words.
You know what I noticed about him is he's got a strong arm, man.
Oh, yeah.
And he throws a beautiful ball. He throws a ball similar to Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. He had a good teacher. He had a good teacher. All them years he sat down, he watched, he studied, he did his stuff. He did his due diligence, as they say. Now you're about to see it. So all them people, the naysayers that was hitting him before he started throwing his ball at training camp, you're going to see that this kid can play some football. Guaranteed.
Well,
him is just dude.
I mean, they didn't keep him and invest all of that in him. If they didn't see something. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. CJ, yeah, what's going on? Quickly.
Thank you, gentlemen. I said the first time I talked to you both, this guy's going to be incredible, just the way Rodgers watched Favre and learned. Jordan Love watched Aaron Rodgers and learned, and he's going to be amazing. So I can't wait. You heard it from me first, Earl.
Tell him, CJ. Tell him.
Love your show.
All right, CJ. Thank you very much for the call. But Gilbert, it's now time, right?
It's now or never. Put up or shut up.
What do you say? The love train. Riding the love
all
train.
Aboard
all
aboard
the love all train. All above the love train. He's here. He's ready. And, you know, we're going to see, man. You know, playing a couple downs is a lot different than playing a whole game, right?
Right,
His body has to get used to being hit over an entire game and over an entire season, man.
It's good that we playing the Chicago Bears because they don't like us.
The Bears?
No, they don't like us, and we don't like them. So they're gonna try to put some fire on Love. They're gonna try to hit him and rattle him and shake him up.
Hey, Earth to Gilbert. What? They're not gonna try to put. They are gonna put some on him.
No, they ain't gonna. We got some hogs up front. They probably gonna tell us to say, man, you ain't touching our quarterback.
Yeah. Well, the Packers do have a great offensive line, man.
I wouldn't say great, but they're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's all about that defense we unleash on them.
It's safe to say they got a great defense, right?
Yeah, we got a good defense. I ain't going to say great yet. We got a good defense. But
so here's what I understand.
They got a good quarterback on the other side, Justin Fields, that can run all over the place.
You don't want to refer to the Packers defense as great, but you refer to Ty Detmer as great. I don't understand that.
Because that's past tense.
I'm just trying to follow your train of thought.
They got to get a few games in before you can call anybody great to see what they got.
I know, but you called Detmer great.
Because it was past tense. He played.
Oh, okay.
He was a starting quarterback.
Okay.
We call great quarterbacks. You know what? Ty Detmer going to come up there and slap tape out there. Because you killing him on the radio. Get him, Ty. Just get him, man.
Hey man, we got to run, man.
I ain't going to even save you either.
We got to run, man. So as we prepare for opening day, man, I can't wait to that Monday after opening day, man. We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're going to beat them Bears.
Under the helmet with the grave digger. As always, good talking to you, man.
Good talking to you,
Have
Earl.
Another great
good
week.
Good job, Calvin.
Hey, we'll talk soon.
Good job. Tell Sam again, say what's up, man.
All right. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back with Under the Helmet. Oh, we'll be right back with Sandy Williams on the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the ABC Civic News Media
I'm
app.
Dave Packer.